from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's going to be a triple play.
It's time for the triple play.
Yes! Triple play.
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three.
With Jones and Mago.
Triples is best. Triples is
Triple Play brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. It's here. The prime rib dinner is back at the Nines. That is 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with choice of two sides, available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday. You gotta love the Nines. Arcand, Mego, it's Friday. And a shout-out to the back in the Twitch studio, Brian, helping out with questions today. It's fill in blank Friday, which means we will start with
number one.
Number one, Arcand. Rich Hill, who now we know, according to our own Rob Bradford, is back with the Red Sox on a minor league deal. There is a chance that we could see him up with the Big Sox. So Rich Hill will play in blank games for the Red Sox this season, Christian Arcand.
Okay, so there's about, I don't know, 7 or 8 turns in the rotation left to go here, I think, based on how much time's left in the season, give or take, you know, yes, a starter or two. He's starting off in Worcester. I don't think he's going to be there very long. I think you'll probably see, if he's going to make it up here, be within the week or so. He's 44 years old. He's older than me. He's in Cooperstown, not because he's going to the Hall of Fame, but he was there because his son plays for the team in high school or something. And he was
just visiting.
He's just hanging out.
He's doing the snowbird thing.
Watching his son, which is great. You know, it's great to do stuff like that. Rich Hill, for the 8th time, signing a contract with the Red Sox, I think is going to make 3 starts. I think he's going to make 3 starts. And by the end of the 3rd one, it's going to be like, okay, like, thanks, Rich. You really came through. We needed you there, buddy. See you later. And that's going to be that. I don't know if it's going to end with an injury or what. I mean, it's hard to imagine the guy at that age pitching down the stretch in the middle of a race. It's a race here. I mean, we're talking about a team that is right there in that wild card. I mean, there's still time to climb back in. And these are going to be high-leverage situations. So I'm going to say he makes 3 starts. Part of me hopes he makes more, and part of me hopes he doesn't make more. It's weird. But I think 3 is the number I'm going to land on.
I go.
That feels right. I was looking up, so last year around this time, maybe like 2 weeks before, he was traded from Pittsburgh to San Diego, and he had 10 games with San Diego. And if he's going to be in Worcester to start, I'll give him a little
bit
more.
Just like San Diego.
I'll give him a little more.
It's considered the San Diego of Massachusetts, I think.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think that's actually Scituate is considered the San Diego of Massachusetts.
That could be, yeah.
Or maybe Falmouth.
Falmouth, Nahant.
Yes.
It's a couple of them, yeah.
So I'm going to give him 4. I'm going to give him 1 more than you. I don't know if he has 4, if that means that something has gone drastically wrong for the Red Sox or something has gone very right for Rich Hill. But that I can't believe that they're bringing him back again. I mean, what happened to the little project that they had out in Worcester? What was that kid's name? Priest?
Oh, Quinn Priester?
Oh, yeah, Priester. Yeah. I barely know her.
He can't come up at all. It's too early.
No, I guess they don't want to keep him up there. They want a 44-year-old pitcher who, when he was in San Diego, I think did not register a fastball over 93 miles an hour, which is exactly what this team needs.
That's all right. They're going to throw off speed stuff.
Great.
Oh, he's throwing off speed stuff. You guarantee it.
Intentionally or not.
Number two, let's switch to a more positive subject here. Mego, Drake May, who played, I believe, four series last night, going forward into this preseason finale against, I believe, your Washington Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May will play blank number of series in the Patriots' final preseason game, which I believe is a week from Sunday. Mego.
I think he's going to play four again. I wonder if he'll be moved up a little bit earlier in the game. Like, I wonder how many snaps they're going to give to Jacoby Brissett. Assuming that Jacoby Brissett is still the plan to be the starter in week one, which is something we've been debating all day and will continue to. But I bet that they give him four series to go through. It would be stupid to give him fewer. Even if you're feeling better about him going through the next couple weeks of practice or 10 days of practice or whatever they have until the next preseason game, like even if he's running with the ones mm-hmm. and you're feeling really confident about him, I still don't understand why you did what you did in the first preseason game with only giving him one series when you could give him more experience in an unscripted setting.
Yeah.
And I think that that's important for a guy who you want to be able to balance playing, going through all his progressions and everything and the scripted plays, but also being able to do things on the run and be outside the pocket and have the little keeper play that you saw from him last night. Like, you need a mix of all that. And the best case to do it, since you don't have any joint practices left, is in that preseason game.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. I think it should be more like six. I'd rather you get like six series. I want him to play more than two quarters. I want to see a lot of Drake May in this last game. A couple of reasons. The main one being, I think as far as quarterback competition is concerned, like you just said, Mego, this is it. This is the only time you're really going to have that kind of visible that the fans can sort of absorb and appreciate, you know, type of showcase for him. You're not going to see that in practice. You're not going to see it's not a joint practice either. And even if it was, you know, I still think that there's more to be gained from some of these games here, even though we're talking about third, fourth stringers, guys who aren't going to play. We're talking about a rookie quarterback who only played 20-something games in college. So I think all of those reps matter, and I think that they should all be counted like that. I don't know if Gerard Mayo is going to see it that way. I think that, you know, he's probably going to look at it the way he looked at it with Bill Belichick for however many years, which is, all right, the third game doesn't matter, and we're just going to throw whatever quarterback we want out there. It's not going to really mean anything. The hay's in the barn already. Like, we know what's going to happen. It's not Belichick here anymore, and it's only three preseason games. Like, I know
it's not Tom Brady, so you don't know what you're doing.
And it's been like that for a couple of years now, but it's sort of like a brave new world. Looking at it the same way as you looked at it when there were four preseason games is stupid. I mean, that's not a good way to go about it. Now you should really maximize the time that you have with your rookie quarterback and get him more experience, especially if now you're considering making him the starter. All right, let's get to number three.
Number three.
Amazon MGM Studios has announced that there will be a new biopic on the life of John Madden, and playing John Madden in this biopic will be Nicolas Cage. So, Arcan, I ask you, Nick Cage as John Madden in the new biopic will be blank.
Pretty great, I think, because everything Nicolas Cage does is pretty great. Whether he means it to be or not, I think that Nicolas Cage, his bad movies are even better than his good movies in some cases. There's this movie that he's in. I saw it recently. And I forget what it's called now, but in the movie, he plays a magician, and the magician can see 2 minutes into the future. And that's, like, his big power, is he can see what's going to happen in, like, 2 minutes. And in the movie, he, like, dates Jessica Biel, and he, like, gets out of, like, this very scary robbery situation. He's able to see that the robbers are coming, so he gets out of there, and, like, he beats people up, and he's a superhero, basically, because he can see 2 minutes into the future. It's the worst movie I've ever seen. but he made it good. He made it like hilarious. Like I could not look away. So I think that doing a biopic on John Madden is an interesting choice in 2024. He was obviously big guy in the 80s, and certainly his video game endured over time. But I don't know. I don't know that there's like a big appetite for a movie about the life of John Madden. I'll see it. I'm just saying in general, I'm not sure it's going to be one of those things that picks people up. But if Nick Cage is in it, Nick Cage is going to bring life to John Madden that you didn't even think about. Even if you were a big Raiders fan, even if you love the video game, Nick Cage will bring it to life in a way that only he can. So I think that's good. That's a great casting choice. I think it's going to be an A+.
I say scary. Nick Cage freaks me out. He's a scary guy. He's weird. He's creepy. His voice is scary. He's got like a voice that's simultaneously deep but nasal, where he's like, la, la, la. He scares me. And I want to see the movie that he's in right now, which is supposed to be like kind of like a Silence of the Lambs type thriller.
Long Legs.
Long Legs. Have you seen it, Ryan?
I have not seen it.
Okay, I really want to see it. I've been trying to get my husband to go to the theater to see it with me, and he won't because he says it looks really bad. But he's supposed to be good
in that. I don't know anything
that.
About this. What
like, I think Nicolas Cage can be, it's like one out of every 8 movies he makes, he's incredible in, and the other 7 are just a dumpster fire.
And yeah, I shouldn't even ask you
this. The Bees, Not the Bees.
Not the Bees was hilarious. That's Wicker another, Man. The Wicker Man. Yeah, Wicker Man was so bad, but he made it good.
He
you couldn't look away
me,
from
though.
Him in that bee mask. Come on. Have you seen Raising Arizona?
No. What is that?
Raising Arizona is Nicolas Cage's best movie, in my opinion. It is the brothers. Who are the brothers that did that?
The Coen brothers?
Coen brothers, yes. Brothers, thank you.
I like
the Coen
brothers.
And it is, I think, one of the funniest movies of all time. Helen Hunt is in it.
Oh, I love Helen Hunt.
Am I thinking of Helen Hunt or Holly Hunter?
I Maybe think it's you're Holly not thinking of Helen Hunt, because I feel like I would have seen that.
Yeah, Holly Hunter, I think, is the wife in it, and he plays this like criminal, and they steal a baby, basically, is the point of the movie. And it is so funny. So if you haven't seen Raising Arizona, that's,
I'm
I think, the best Nicolas Cage movie.
I'm really not into biopics.
Yes. This scene where he steals the diapers. This is the best. This song is amazing. By the way, that movie where he's the magician and he dates Jessica Biel is called Next. NEXT, Next.
Yeah,
I highly recommend it.
The text line just said it's called Next and it sucks.
It came out in 2007. It does suck, but it's also great. it's very funny. Every line he has is kind of funny.
What are other movies that suck so bad that they're great? Not like The Room, like kind of under the radar, like they're so bad that you love them.
Yeah.
Like Grandma's Boy is like that.
Grandma's Boy. Ever seen
that
the movie?
That movie sucks. And it's really funny.
I like that one.
I got one, and I'm thinking about it a lot more because they're remaking it. I love The Crow because of how hokey 90s action it is.
Oh, I've never seen it.
I love The Crow.
It's like a cult classic.
It was. If you were our age, too, I mean, that was big time.
It doesn't
like
really stand up, but I could still go back and watch that for how cheesy some aspects of it are. And they're remaking the movie right now, and I just know I'm not going to enjoy any aspect of that.
There was a movie that came out in the 80s called Throw Mama from the Train, starring Danny DeVito and Billy Crystal, where they team up to kill Danny DeVito's mother-in-law, I think it is, or maybe it's Crystal's mother-in-law, and DeVito's the guy who...
Arcan, we've talked about this movie before.
We've talked about Throw Mama from the Train.
We've also talked about Raising Arizona on this show, too.
Have we really? Okay, well then, all right, fine. We talk about a lot of things. Anyway, that's another movie that's pretty bad, but I enjoyed it.
Collectively.
What's the movie with Schwarzenegger and DeVito where Schwarzenegger gets pregnant? No, where he gets pregnant.
Oh, I don't remember that
Junior.
One.
Junior. That's one that's so bad it's good.
How did he end up pregnant?
They did this experiment on him where they put a uterus in him and he got pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah. Twins is where they're both made from the same DNA. They put all the good DNA into Schwarzenegger and DeVito's like the leftover crap. And they find out that they're twins later on in their life. And it's very traumatic for DeVito.
We had a lot more movies like this in the 90s, I think.
Yes. Yes, we did. Anyway, that's a triple play.
Look who's talking. Look who's talking to.
I enjoyed all of those. Bruce Willis was the voice of
You know
the
what I liked was those...
I think Danny DeVito did a voice of that, too.
Those Beethoven movies.
Oh, with the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Beethoven 2, where there's a lady Beethoven.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of little Beethovens.
That's what happens.
Those were quality.
Very good. All right. That was Triple Play here. You can hear it every day at 4:45. When we come back, we'll reset on the Patriots, the night that Drake May had, our big cue at 2, and we'll talk a little Red Sox as well. It's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.